Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moria, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Yuma daf. Today's daf is Yuma daf Hey. We are on the bottom at the two dots. So the Gemara until this point has been speaking about the machlokes in Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Where do we learn out the obligation of the Kohen to separate himself for 7 days before the Avodah on Yom Kippur? Rabbi Yochanan learns it out from the dedication service, and Reish Lakish learns it out from Sinai. So the Gemara now is going to further elaborate on that dispute. Says the Gemara, Michlal, from the discussion between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, it's clear, the Tarvayu Svir Lehu, that both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish hold, Miluim, Kol HaKosav Behen Ma'akev Behen, that everything that the Torah mentions about the dedication service, you must do, otherwise it's disqualified. Every detail is Ma'akev, is crucial, and there's nothing, and as every aspect of it must be done. And if you skip any aspect of it, it disqualifies the whole service, as we're going to explain.
And you'd have to do it over again?
Probably.
The whole thing?
Probably, because correct.
It's only a one-time thing.
Correct. But not only is it Ma'akev then, but it's Ma'akev for Yom Kippur also. We'll see. The Gemara is going to explain this whole thing out. We will see. Yeah, it would have delayed it from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You're right. Let's see. The Gemara is going to talk about it. De Itmar, because we learned in the Beis Medrash, Miluim, Rabbi Yochanan v'Rabbi Chanina. About the Miluim, there's a dispute between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Now, from what Rabbi Yochanan says here, we're going to derive what Rabbi Yochanan said there, because Rabbi Yochanan said the Miluim is the source for Yom Kippur. Chad Omar Kol HaKosav Behen Ma'akev Behen. One opinion says that every aspect of what Hashem said you have to do it to Miluim, it can prevent that service from working. If you leave out one detail, it's no good. You're going to have to delay it. Or you're not Yotze. You're not Yotze the obligation. Chad Omar Dover HaMa'akev L'Doros Ma'akev Behen. No. Only those things that for all future generations would be Ma'akev, that's what was Ma'akev then as well. But She'ein Ma'akev L'Doros, but aspects of the service in the Mishkan that were not crucial for all future generations, also Ein Ma'akev Bahen, also were not crucial for that service back in the dedication ceremony. And the Gemara is going to explain all this out. Says the Gemara. Tistayim, so based on this, we can prove Rabbi Yochanan who d'amar kol hakosav behen ma'akev behen, that Rabbi Yochanan's got to be the opinion between the dispute between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. We don't know who says what. So the Gemara says, I'll prove to you that Rabbi Yochanan in this dispute with Rabbi Chanina must be the opinion that held every aspect of that service was Ma'akev, not just things that are relevant for future generations, but every aspect of that service is Ma'akev. From the fact that in this other dispute that we've been talking about for the last daf, Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, Ima Miluim, Kala Kasu Behen Ma'akev Behen, that Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan that by the dedication service, everything that's written there is Ma'akev, so too by the separation of the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, everything that's written there is Ma'akev. So you see there Rabbi Yochanan held that way. V'loka mahadale v'lo mide, and Rabbi Yochanan didn't answer Reish Lakish anything when he said that back, tistayim. So that's a proof that Rabbi Yochanan really held, that when it came to the dedication service the dedication service in the Beis HaMikdash, every aspect of that which was said, you must do every little detail. Tistayim. And again, the Gemara is going to explain this whole thing out in greater detail. So Rabbi Yochanan's got to be the opinion that held that every single detail was crucial. Ask the Gemara, my Beinayu, which details were details that were relevant for future generations? And this is what they're arguing about, what Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina would be arguing about. Which were the details that were relevant for future generations? And which were the details that were only relevant during the Miluim? My Beinayu, so which cases are they arguing in? Says the Gemara, Rav Yosef, smicha ik Beinayu. What about doing smicha on the Karbanos? The Gemara assumes that smicha was only relevant during only absolutely necessary during the dedication ceremony, but for future generations, smicha was a mitzvah, but not absolutely necessary. So that would be an example of something that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina would disagree about. Rabbi Yochanan said it was absolutely crucial for the dedication ceremony. Rabbi Chanina said no, since for future generations it wasn't crucial, so it wasn't crucial during the dedication ceremony either. Smicha mina. Laman de Omar, kolak kosel behen ma'aki behen. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who said that every single aspect of the dedication service was absolutely crucial, smicha ma'akva. So smicha was ma'akev. It was absolutely crucial. Without the smicha, you weren't yotze the obligation. As Dr. Joe said, you'd have to do it again. Laman de Omar, davar she'ein ma'akev l'doros, ein ma'akev behen smicha lo ma'akva. But according to the opinion that said a service that for future generations was not absolutely crucial, so too for the dedication service, it was not absolutely crucial. Ask the Gemara, L'doros minolim de lo ma'akva. How do you know that smicha by a carbon, smicha is generally an obligation by a carbon yachin. How do you know that for all future generations, smicha by a carbon, while it is a mitzvah, if you don't do smicha, it does not disqualify the carbon? Says the Gemara Desanya, V'samach, Pasuk says in Parshas Vayikra, V'samach yodo al rosh ha'ola v'nirtza. If you do smicha, you get kapara. Says the Gemara, V'chi smicha mechaperes. Is smicha that aspect of the carbon service that achieves kapara? V'halo ein kapara ela bedam. But we know the kapara is really achieved not by the smicha, rather by the sprinkling of the blood. It's the blood of the sprinkling that causes atonement. So why does the Torah say when you do smicha you get kapara? That if you do smicha, if you bring a karban and you don't make the smicha part of the necessary service, you made it shiari mitzvah. You made it part of the carbon that, well, it's a nice thing to do, but you don't have to do it. So the Torah is angry with you and considers it as if you don't get kapara, even though you in reality do get kapara. So this is the Gemara's roundabout way of saying that you do get kapara without the smicha, even though Hashem is very upset with you for not doing the smicha, and Hashem will consider it as if you didn't get kapara, even though you really did get kapara. So you see, smicha is something that is not ma'akid. It's important, you should do it, and Hashem is very angry if you don't do it, but at the end of the day, you still do get kapara. So smicha would be an issue of machlokas. Rabbi Chanina would say, smicha is not ma'akev in the miluim, and Rabbi Yochanan said even things that are not ma'akev in the future by miluim kol akasu behen ma'akev behen. Rabbi Yochanan held that everything that smicha, even though smicha is not ma'akev for future generations, it would be ma'akev by the miluim. Rabbi Chanina said no, since it's not ma'akev in the future generations, it's not ma'akev by the miluim as well. What else the Gemara says? Rav Nachman Beitzik, he doesn't argue. He adds another thing that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina would be arguing about. Tenufa kibinayu, waving the chazav ishok of the carbon shlamim would also be a dispute. Lamanda Amar Kotev Yochan Kolakos ben Makiven. Kotev Yochan says that every detail of dedication service, regardless of whether it's Makiv in the future, nevertheless it's Makiv during the dedication service. Ma'akva. So then Tanufa waving the Chaz of Ashok of the Shlomim would be Makiv. Lamanda Amar Kotev Chanina. Davashe in Makiv Ladoris in Makiv. And something that would not be absolutely necessary for future generations. Would not be absolute generation during the Miluim, lo ma'akva. So it would not be ma'akiv. Ask the Gemara, Doris Milan de lo ma'akva. How do you know the waving of the chaz of Ashok, the breast and the thigh of the Karban Shlomim, is not ma'akiv for future generations? Tesanya. We learned in a brisa. Pasuk says in Parshas Tazria. This week's Parsha. What a daf yomi coincidence. Litnufa lechaper. And the Kohen would take a sheep for an asham and wave it as a kapara. As the Gemara of Chitnufa lechapers. Is the waving mechaper lein kapara lebedam? The kapara is only a sheep by the sprinkling of the blood. Shemar ki adamu banevash yichaper. It's the sprinkling of the blood that it offers atonement. If you ignore the tenufa, you say it's just a better way to do the karma, but it's not absolutely necessary. The Torah considers it as if you did not achieve kapara, and in reality, you did achieve kapara. The Gemara brings a third halacha that would be an issue of dispute between Rabbi Yochanan and Chanimah. A third halacha that is not ma'akev ledoros. Rav Papamer. Prishas Shiva Kiminayo. Ah, separating the coin for 7 days would be a difference. Lamanda Amar, Kolakos ben Makaben. If you say that everything that's written by the Miluim is Ma'akev, so Ma'akva, so then not separating Aaron HaKohen for 7 days before the Miluim would disqualify the service. Lamanda Amar, Davash Eina Makav Ledoros Eina Makaben. According to the opinion, says that something that is not absolutely necessary for future generations would not also be ma'akiv during the dedication service, the miluim, lo ma'akva. So then, separating the Kohen Gadol for 7 days would not be absolutely crucial. Ask the Gemara, how do you know that not separating the Kohen Gadol for 7 days for future generations would not be absolutely crucial? Ulodoris milon de lo ma'akva. Like, for instance, let's see on Yom Kippur, says the Gemara, Mi de katani maskinin velo katani mafrishin. From the fact that our Mishnah says that the backup Kohen Gadol would not have to separate for 7 days, that shows that the issue, even where we have the institution of separating Kohen Gadol for 7 days, it's not absolutely crucial. So according to Rabbi Chanina, it wouldn't be absolutely crucial during the dedication service. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, even though it's not absolutely crucial for future generations, it is absolutely crucial during the dedication service. Ravina Amar, a fourth halacha. Ribui Shiva Umeshicha Shiva Ika Beinayu. Wearing all 8 garments of the Kohen Gadol for all 8 days. For 7 days. And anointing the Kohen Gadol for all 7 days. That would also be a nafkamina. That's also something that is not crucial for future generations, and therefore would be a dispute whether it's crucial for the dedication service. Lamanda makalakos ben makaben ma'akva. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it would be crucial to the miluim. Lamanda amar davar she'ein ma'akiv ledoros. Ein ma'akiven, according to the opinion that says something that was not crucial for future generations would not be crucial for the dedication service. Lo ma'akva. It's not ma'akev l'doros, and therefore would not be ma'akev. L'doros minon to lo ma'akva, says the Gemara. How do you know that for all future generations, having the Kohen wear the Big Day Kahuna for the 7 days of the dedication service, and having him be anointed with oil for 7 days, is not absolutely crucial? L'doros. Decided we learned in the Braisa, as far as the Avodas Yom HaKippurim is concerned. V'chiper ha'kohen asher yimshach oso. This is a pasuk in Parshas. I believe it's in Achremos. Tezayin. Perek Tezayin. 1 second. Perek Tezayin is in Achremos. Yeah. Perek Tezayin. That's not our Parsha. It says by the service of Yom Kippur. In Parsha Achremos. V'chiper HaKohen asher yimshach oso. The Kohen should achieve kapara. The one who was anointed. V'asher yimaleis yado l'chayin. Fill up his hands, which means he wore the 8 begadim. Tachas aviv. Ma Talmud lomar. Why did the Torah write this pasuk? It can't be just to tell me that the avodah is done with the Kohen Gadol, because that we already knew from the whole parsha is talking about Aaron. Obviously, all the service in Yom Kippur is only kosher with the Kohen Gadol. So what does this pasuk say? V'chiper ha-kohen ha-shem yishvechos v'ha-shem yimala yisyado. L'fi she-nemar. It says in Parshas, I think Titzave, Uvigde Kodesh Hashem Aaron, where we discuss the Bigde Kodesh, Yiu Lebanav Achrov Lemashcha Bahem Ulamali Bamis Yadam. It says in Parshas Titzave that all the Bigde Kuhuna were going to be there to anoint him and to have him wear the Bigde Kuhuna. It says Lefish Neimar Shivas Yamim Yul Basham Akoin Tachta Mibanav. The Kohen Gadol is going to have to wear it for 7 days. Ainli Ella Nisrabe Shiva V'nimshach Shiva. I only know from this that it works if he wore it for 7 days and was anointed for 7 days. Nisrabe Shiva V'nimshach Yomechad. Let's say he wore the begadim for 7 but was only anointed for 1 day. Or Nisrabe Yomechad V'nimshach Shiva. Or he only wore them for 1 day and was anointed for 7. Or the Gemara doesn't say it, but the Rishonim point out, if he wore the begadim for 1 day and was anointed with oil for 1 day, meaning that would be good also. Talmud Lomar, Asher Yimshach Oso, V'Asher Yimaleis Yado, Mikol Makom. As long as he was anointed 1 day and he wore the begadim for 1 day, that would be enough to have him serve as a Kohen Gadol. You don't need the 7 days. So these four halachos, smicha, waving, separating him for 7 days, and having him wear the begadim 7 days and anointing himself with oil 7 days, are not ma'aki for future generations. Rabbi Yochanan held they were ma'aki by the dedication service. Rabbi Chanina said since they were not ma'aki for future generations, they were not ma'aki at the dedication service. Says the Gemara, a little side point. Ashkechon, the Pasuk spoke specifically about Shivas Yamim Yulbashan HaKohen Tachta Mibanav, that he's got to wear the garments for 7 days. Ashkechon, Riboy Shiva L'Chatchila, that L'Chatchila has got to wear the garments for 7 days. Mishicha Shiva L'Chatchila Minolan. Where do you see that he's got to be anointed with the oil for 7 days? Because the pasuk doesn't say that explicitly. It says the Gemara, Iba Yisema, mi de Isach Kra lemi Uta. So one opinion says, from the fact that the Torah had to say later on in Parshas, later on when they actually did the service, it's okay to only do it 1 day. In Achremos, you only do it 1 day. So why the Torah to specifically say 1 day is okay? So you see from that lechatchila got to do it 7. V'iba yisema, no. The Amar Kra, Pasuk said in Titzaveh, u'bigdei kodesh asher la'aron yi levan avachrov lemashcha behem u'lamali ba'misyadam. Iskash mashicha l'riboy. We compare the anointing to the wearing of the 7 of the 8 garments. Ma riboy shiva af mashicha shiva. Just like the wearing of the garments lechatchila was for 7 days, so too the anointing of the oil lechatchila would have to be for 7 days. Ask the Gemara. The Gemara now is going to further explain the opinion that holds that Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that everything written during the dedication service was crucial to it. Says the Gemara, my time a demand to Omar Kolakos ben Ma'akev. What is the reason for the opinion, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, who said that everything written by the dedication service must happen? How does he know that? Amar Yitzim Barbisna, Amar Kra. Because the Pasuk says in Parshas Shmos Chavtes, I think that's in Tetzaveh, Va'asisa la'aron ulevanav kacha. You shall do to Aaron and his sons like this. The word kacha ikuva, all over Shas by the Rabbosai. Ve'kacha ikuvahu. Whenever you see the word do like this, means it must be done this way, and if it's not done this way, you're not yotze. Ask the Gemara, Tenach kol milsa diksiva b'hayinyana. That makes sense with anything that's written in the commandment in Parshas Titzaveh, that this is the way to do it. It's ma'akev. Milsa deloksiva b'hayinyana. But what about a detail that was not written in Parshas Tetzaveh, but rather was written in Parshas Tzav when they actually did it? For instance, it doesn't say in Tetzaveh that they would place the Urim V'tumim inside the Choshen. But in Parshas Tzav, when they actually put on the Choshen, it says he put the Urim V'tumim in. So how would you know that that was Ma'akev, Minolan? How do you know even that's Ma'akev? It doesn't say kacha over there. It only says kacha and parshas titzaveh. But it doesn't say kacha and parshas tzav. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Yolif Pesach Pesach. We have a gzeirah shava Pesach Pesach. In titzaveh it says Pesach. And in tzav it says Pesach. So whatever it said, just like in Parshas Tetzaveh, everything was absolutely crucial, so too everything in Parshas Tzav was absolutely crucial. Rav Misharshia Amar, Ushmartim is Mishmeres Hashem. It says in Parshas Tzav, you shall watch over Hashem's watching. Li'ikuva. So that teaches me everything in Tzav was also absolutely necessary. Rav Ashi Amar, Kichein Tzuvesi. It says in Parshas Tzav, and at the entrance to the Ol Mod, you should live night and day for 7 days and watch over Hashem's guarding, and you won't die. Kichein Tzuvesi, because this is what I was commanded. Those extra words teach me ikuva. You must do it this way, and if you don't do it, you're not yotze. Oh, now once we mention the words Kichein Tzuvesi, that was taught in the 7 days of dedication of the Mishkan, Parshas Tzav, the Gemara learns out additional things you could learn out from this type of pasuk. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. It said right after the burning of Nadav and Avihu in this week's Parsha, Parshas Shmini. It says, and Moshe and Aaron spoke to Elazar and Isamar, the leftover sons of Aaron. So there were three karbanos that they had to bring on that day. Take the karban mincha and eat it. Kichein tzuvesi. Because that's what I was commanded. And then it says that Moshe Rabbeinu got angry that the goat of the chatas, the seir chatas, was burnt. He got angry at Elazar and Isamar and at Aaron. Why didn't you eat it? You should have eaten it kasher tzivesi, like I was commanded. And there was a third karban, the shlamim. So the Torah says, chazeh atnufa v'shokat shuma. This last expression, you should eat it. Kasher tziva Hashem. So why do we have these three psukim? Kichein tzivesi by the mincha. Kasher tzivesi by the chatas, kasher tziva Hashem by the shlomim. Says the Gemara, kichein tzivesi ba'aninus yochlua. Even though you're all oninim, because Nadav and Avihu just died, and usually a kohen's not allowed to eat a carbon when he's an onin, this is a yotzim in a klal, it was a special carbon just for that time. Make sure you eat the mincha, because that's what I was commanded. Kasher tzivesi b'shas maise omar lahem. When he got angry at them about the chatas, why they burn it, he said, kasher tzivesi. That he said when he got angry at them. And ultimately, Aaron told him, why'd you get angry? We burnt it because this is a carbon that applies for all generations. So we're not allowed to use the leniency and eat it onen. And Moshe said, you're right, I'm wrong. And when he said, Kasher tziva Hashem, velo me elai ani omer. Even though you guys were right about the chatas, because that applies to chatas, the Seiro Shchodesh, which would apply for all future generations, don't listen. Make sure you do listen to me and eat the shlamim, because that's also just kachay shah. That's also a special carbon just for now. Kasher tziva Hashem, I didn't make it up on my own. Velo me elai ani omer. So just like the mincha was an exception, make sure you eat the shlamim. Don't burn it like you burned the Seir Rosh Chodesh. You guys were right about the Seir Rosh Chodesh, but I'm right about the shlamim, so make sure you eat it, even though you're owning him. So it breaks the rule. So again, Aaron and his sons during the dedication service, even though they were owning him because they just lost their son and brother, they did eat the mincha. They did not eat the chatas because that was a carbon that applied for all future generations. Moshe got angry because, and he yelled at them, and Aaron said, hey, you're wrong. We're not supposed to eat this one because it applies to future generations. And Moshe said, you're right. But Moshe said, even though you were right about the chatas, make sure you eat the shlamim. And we learned that out from those three words. Kichen suvesi, kichen tzivesi, kasher tziva Hashem. Now there are other things that are absolutely crucial for the other things that were said by the Miluim, even though they were not written explicitly. Amar Bizbar Chanina, Michnesayim ain ksuvim beparsha. In the whole parsha of the dedication service, it never mentions the Kohen's pants. Never mentions the breeches, the shorts. Now that would be pretty awkward if he would wear only the seven garments without the pants. Now it says that Moshe had to dress up Aaron and his sons during the dedication service, and that he did that, but never mentions the pants. Kishu Omer, when it said in Parshas Titzaveh, v'zeh adav asher tasa lehem l'kadesh zom l'chayin li, this is what you got to do to make them be Kohanim. Lahavi michnesayim. It comes to include the Michnasayim, the pants, were written in Titzaveh, but they weren't written in Tzav. But this is what you should do. When you do it, it includes the Michnasayim. And Va'asiris Ha'efa. And also that they had to bring the Minchas Chavitin, the tenth of an Efa, which wasn't written there. Says the Gemara, Bishlama Michnasayim, Ksive Binyan de Begadim. At least the Michnasayim are written in Parshas Titzaveh. So we can learn from the pasuk, this is what you should do then in Tzav also. Ella, Asiris Efer Minalan. Asiris Efer was not written in the, it was not written there in Tetzaveh. So how do you learn it out? Says the Gemara, Asya Zeh Zeh. You can learn it out with the Gzeh Shav Zeh Zeh. Because over here in Tetzaveh it says, Vizeh Adav Shatasal Mekadesh Shosam. And by the Asiris Efer it says, Vizeh Karban Aaron, it says in Parshas Tzav, so we have Xer Shava Zezeh. Just like in the second pasuk, it's talking about the obligation to bring the Asir Sa'efa. So too, in the Miluim, Asir Sa'efa was absolutely crucial. Amar B'Yochan Mishum B'Shem Ben Yochai. Minayin She'af Mikra Parsha. How do you know that they even had to, during the dedication service, they had to read the parshas of Miluim. That Moshe Rabbeinu had to read the parsha to all of Klal Yisrael was Ma'akev. She'af Mikra Parsha Ma'akev, Talmud Lomar. Pasuk says in Parsha Sav, Vayomer Moshe El Ha'eda, Zeh Hadavar Asher V'Tziva Hashem. Afilu Dibur, Zeh Hadavar. Even the saying out of the parsha, Ma'akev. That had Moshe not said over the parsha, so they wouldn't have been Yotzei the din of the Miluim. And as Joe said, maybe they'd have to do the whole thing over again, even if every other detail was done. Says the Gemara, Ketzad Hil Bishan, what was the order of how Moshe dressed Aaron and the sons? Says the Gemara, Who cares? Ketzad el bishon. My dahava ava. Who cares what happened thousands of years ago? Why is the Gemara going to spend time? Says the Gemara, Ella, Ketzad malbishon lasad lavo. No. The same way it happened back then, we need to know how to do it when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. Says the Gemara, lasad lavo nami. Remember we had this in a Taisus and Pesachim in the 10th Perek. Oh, Rabbi Razna went crazy about this. La'asid lava nami l'chishiyavu arunavan of a Moshe imayin. La'asid lava, we're going to have Moshe Rabbeinu b'zman Beis HaMikdash. Who cares? He's going to tell us. He's going to know what to do. U'moshe imayin. Moshe and Aaron will tell us how to do it. So why do we need to know now? Says the Gemara, Ella, Ketzad il bishan l'mizbar kroy. We need to know how to understand the Pesukim. Because there's a contradiction. The Pesukim contradict each other. So that's a problem. Just to know how to do it in the past, that's not a problem. But if there's a contradiction, so then we have a problem. What actually happened? The Pesukim contradict each other. So we need to know how to learn Hashem's holy Torah that it should be true. So the Gemara says, Machlokas, Pligi ba B'nei Rabbi Chiya v'Rabbi Yochanan. Chad Omar, Aaron v'achakach banav. First he fully dressed Aaron, then he fully dressed all his sons. V'chad Omar, no. Aaron v'anav v'as achas. He did one by one dress them all at the same time. Omar bai, B'ksonis u'mitznefes kuliyam l'pligi. As far as the tunic and the head covering, everyone agrees to Aaron v'akakach banav. First he dressed Aaron and then the rest of the sons. Debein b'tzava, because whether you have in Parshas Tetzaveh where you have the command to dress them, bein b'asiyah, and whether it's in Parshas Tzav when they actually did it, Aaron kadim. Aaron comes first. Ki pligi ba'avnet. They only argue about the belt. Did he first put on Aaron's belt and then everybody else's? Or everybody at the same time? Man de Omar, Aaron v'achakach banav. Dichsiv, because it says in Tzav, v'yachkor oso ba'avnet. V'hodar ksiv, v'yachkor osam avnet. So first he tied up Aaron's belt, and only afterwards he did the sons. Uman de Omar, Aaron of Anav Babas Achas, he did all of them at the same time. Dechsev, because in Pashas Titzaveh it says, V'chagarta Osam Avnet Aaron Ubanav. So he did all of them at the same time. Meaning that first he dressed everybody with everything else, except for the belt, and afterwards, first he dressed Aaron with everything except for all seven garments except for the belt. Then he dressed all the other sons with the three garments except for the belt, and then he belted everybody at the same time. Ask the Gemara, so what does each guy do with the other pasuk? Uloman de Omar, Aaron abad of Bavasachas. According to the opinion that he said, he did all the belts at one shot because of what it says in Parashas Tzav, Hoksiv, it says in the Miluim, Vayachkar Oso, Bavnate, Vahodar, Ksiv, Vayachkar Osam Avnate. Right? But it says in Tzav, it says Oso, and then it says Osam. Even though in Tetzav it says they all did it at one shot, but in Tzav it says he separated it. Oso and Osam. What does he do with that pasuk? Answer the Gemara. Omar Lach, the other opinion will hold. Hahu, those pesukim that divide him, the pesukim Parshas Tzav that say it was separate, is coming to teach me a different halacha. Avnito Shekoin Gadol lo zeh Avnito Shekoin had you. The Avnit of the Kohen Gadol had shatness in it, had wool and linen, but the Avnit of the regular Kohanim was pure linen. So they were different. Ulaman de Omar Aaron ve'achakach banav, and the opinion that says that you belted them separately, based on the pesukim in Tzav, Valksiv, I, but it says in Tetzaveh, v'chagarta osam avneid Aaron avanav, all together. Amalach, hahu, kamash malan, avneid tol shekoin godol, zeu avneid tol shekoin hedyot. No, all the belts were the same. They all had wool and linen in them. They all had shatnez. Vayachkar oso avneit, vayachkar osam lamali, shmamina, Aaron v'achakach banav, that he belted them separately, says the Gemara, uvevas achas mimishkachas la. How is it possible to put on the belts of all of them at the same time? Light sricha de'aktim. No, it doesn't mean that he mamished it at the same time. What it means is he didn't have a hefsek, which means he put on the seven garments of Aaron first and the three garments of the regular Kohanim second, and then he belted everybody one after another. Rabosa, everyone should have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos. We'll see you approximately a half hour after Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos. Thank you very much.
Shabbat shalom.
Thank you very much. Shabbat shalom,
Rabbeinu. Shabbat shalom and mevorach.